do not rush yourself. Allow yourself to be growing and expanding, and know that also 2 months is such a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things, or however long it's going to take, it's worth it for where it's leading you.
Welcome to the Expansive Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Lambert, and it's my goal to help heart-centered and soulful entrepreneurs build wildly successful online businesses while pushing their edges, growing their leadership and influence, and becoming the best versions of themselves. I have built 3 six-figure businesses in 3 years while raising 2 young kids, and have mentored hundreds of women across many different industries to do the same. Together, we will grow through expansive conversations that activate and shift us on a cellular level so that we can achieve our biggest goals and leave our mark on this world. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hello, beauties. Today, we have a life update and a conversation about clarity, because that conversation never gets old. Because really, all we're ever doing in everyday life and business is looking for clarity, looking on validation towards where we're going and where we want to be, and is that the right way to go? So that is why we're going to be using that lens, because that has been something that I have been navigating over the past couple months, is finding clarity amidst a up-level, let's call it. And I'm going to get more into that. But first, I just want to give a little update. I talked a little bit on here, I believe, about Penelope having her tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy back in beginning of May. And so she had that surgery beginning of May, and it went amazing. She was a champ. But as you can imagine, child going through surgery is going to create a little bit of stress on you, and it did, but she handled it really well. But the reason that is an important place to start is because near the end of April, and even in April, I was feeling disconnected from the type of content that I typically put out onto social media. I was having a hard time even going onto the app and was pretty bored of any content that I was seeing. I couldn't handle any more content, any more 3 tips of this or strategies for this. It just was not resonating, and everything just felt the same, and I didn't want to contribute to the noise. That's how it felt for me. And so it was very hard for me to then show up and add to that noise, because that's how it felt for me. There's beautiful, amazing content out there that's helpful for certain people. It just wasn't for me at that time. And I wasn't questioning it. I was just allowing myself to be like, okay, not really in the space to be posting. And I wasn't really sure if it was related to Penelope's surgery coming up and being a little bit anxious about that, or just different phases that I go through. But as I started to navigate May, I really felt shifts happening internally and externally, in that I was noticing that my business was taking different directions than I had mapped out at the beginning of the year. And what I mean by that is, at the beginning of the year, we all set out, have these plans, and this is how we're going to make our goal amount and X, Y, and Z. But I wasn't feeling connected to those plans anymore. And I actually shut down my mastermind, which ended earlier this year. I didn't run it again, which that mastermind has been open for years and was one of my biggest income streams, my biggest revenue streams. And so choosing to shut that down was a huge decision. And I was really allowing myself to move through these decisions without questioning them, which is something that I am lucky that I can do. It's taken me years to get to a point where I feel safe enough to make those decisions and to do those things and to trust myself when I don't have the clear path forward, when I don't have the answers. And that has really amplified the speed at which you can grow, because we can't see everything, but trusting that things are happening as they're supposed to and going with those nudges. And so that was something big that I did in the last few months. So I wasn't posting anything on social media very much. I wasn't launching. I wasn't selling. And my calendar was really just my core clients, the skill method calls, and so that the rest was just for me, whether it was meetings with my coaches, my healers, focusing on my health, started going to yoga. I started really prioritizing going for walks, and feeling my best became my highest priority. And as I started to focus on that, I really became more in tune with the shifts. And it was like, okay, something just isn't feeling aligned in the way that I'm currently doing business. Now, for those of you who aren't super familiar with my business model, the way that we help people is first and foremost, or not first and foremost, but one of the ways is through our agency, where we have clients where we do done for you course creation. And these are very high ticket clients. They pay us a lot of money to basically creating their course from start to finish. We co-create with them because, of course, the knowledge is in their head. And so getting that out of their head, but everything else is done by us. And so that's a wonderful part of the business, because I have a team of people who execute on that work. And really, my main job is to oversee and to bring in these clients. And so it doesn't take a lot of my day-to-day energy. It gives me the space to focus on other things and focus on my self-care and all of that. The other way is working one-on-one, doing consulting work where I have one-on-one clients and I'm basically in their business with them. I'm like a partner in their business. We make the strategic decisions, we execute, I support them in all the ways that they need to be supported, whether it's going inwards and working through blocks or getting the strategy out, creating freebies, creating courses, whatever that looks like. And then I had my mastermind, which closed down a few months ago, and then the Scale Method, which is my signature program for helping entrepreneurs build scalable business models in a really aligned way through a signature framework, a signature methodology that they can put into a program and really build their business doing. There wasn't all of these offers. I really shifted that over the past few years, where I'm no longer selling 100 different things. It's like, these are my core offers, and it has created some beautiful space in my calendar because I've intentionally done it that way. Money was still coming in. I really had this space because of the work that I put in, and I'm so grateful for that. And I want to just say that had this happened a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to just take the space that I'm taking now and not sell, because I didn't have the luxury of having monthly recurring revenue that covers all of my costs for months and months and months. And that is a luxury that I have now. And so it's given me this opportunity to really go inwards and take the space to figure out, where am I going next? What is this shift? Where am I going? And I posted a little bit about it on Instagram, but it was almost hard for me to share. You can't really share when you're in something like that. If you've ever been through it, like I said, you don't have the clarity to even talk about what's happening, but I'm going to try here today. And that in May, as I'm recording this, it is currently June 13th. This won't be airing for a couple of weeks, but currently June 13th. And this is where we're at as of now, but mid-May, one of my closest friends, Jamie, who's actually on the podcast last week or the week before, you would have heard from her. I interviewed her on the podcast, and we had a really good conversation. And if you heard that episode, you heard me talk about how one of the things I was starting to notice is that a lot of the things that were on my vision board, I was looking at them, and again, I wasn't feeling connected to them. I literally had the feeling I wanted to rip so many things off my vision board. And the reason being is that I was looking at them and seeing that so many of those goals were from my ego, were created from my ego of, oh, okay, this, I'll do this and that will be amazing for me, because then I can say I've made $1 million and I have 100K month and all of these milestones that are really glorified in the online space and that you see all the time. And if you don't stop and think, you might take on those goals and make them your own, when I don't actually at this point in my healing and in my journey and the work that I've done, like, those things don't matter to me. Would I say no to $1 million? Of course not. But not at the expense of my own sanity and my own alignment. And so I know that if I focus on myself and I keep doing the right things that feel good, that will come inevitably, but I don't need to have that on my vision board. That is going to be the byproduct of living in alignment and embodying my best self and peeling back the layers to become my best self. And so I was really noticing, wow, okay, those things don't feel aligned for me, the $1 million and all that stuff. So I actually did take it down and created a whole new vision board that felt a lot more aligned for me. So I had that conversation with Jamie, and then she is a trans channeler and she trans channels Archangel Michael. And so he is one of the most famous angels. And she just recently started to be able to trans channel him, meaning he comes into her body and shares messages. Now, when this is happening, she doesn't know what's being said because she's just in an unconscious state. So she wanted to practice her gifts and asked me if I would ask some questions for her because she can't have the conversation with him because she is channeling him. And so she gave me some questions to ask him. And she said, and also be open to any messages that come through. He might want to talk to you and feel free to ask questions. So I thought, amazing opportunity, right? He comes in and he starts talking to me, and it's very weird. This has never happened to me before. I've never experienced anything like this. And he starts talking about giving me all these messages. I can't remember exactly what it was, but to the effect of, you need to show up as a public figure. You need to show up as a public figure. Share your life. Share who you are. People want to see you. People want to see you. I kept asking these very human questions of, but what am I talking about? What am I sharing? Why? And it's almost like he was rolling his eyes at me of just, it doesn't matter. Share what's on your heart. Share your authenticity. He said, ask the question and you will have clarity in the next 72 hours. But he said, you are not the passive income girl. And as courses, I really talk a lot about passive income. But so that was like, super interesting, because I have felt this shift. I felt that shift so strongly happening that it's like, it's not necessarily just about the passive income. It's so much more than that. And I'm going to go into that in a second. So he told me that. And so we got off the call and I'm just like mind blown. I'm like, holy crap. Okay, this is a lot. And I asked for clarity. And hours later, I had a message from someone who had been at an event earlier that day, and she messaged me and she said, hey, Sarah, I just wanted to tell you that I went to an in-person event earlier today, and when I walked into the room, I just could tell like half of the people there were all from your community. Everyone I talked to knew who you were, and anyone who didn't know who you were wanted to know who you were. And first of all, it was just such a sweet and kind message that she took the time to share that with me, and was really validating in the conversation that I had with Archangel Michael that day around being that public figure and being seen and really embracing my leadership. I received that message that night. I received a very similar message the next morning from someone who was at that event as well. And so it just kept coming. And then I shared on social media that a lot of shifts were happening, and my husband asked me about it, and I just started talking. I started talking and talking, and he literally said to me, he's like, Sarah, I need to be recording you right now, because I was just spewing all of this really deep conversation that I'm having daily with myself and with my clients and with my friends about personal development and growth and what's possible for all of us. I start talking and my message is becoming clear and clear as I'm talking to him. And then I'm feeling on top of the world. And the next morning, so this is 48 hours later, he said 72 hours, you're going to have a lot of clarity. 48 hours later, I go to golf and I am feeling amazing. And I walk up to the tee and I meet my sister-in-law, and she's actually feeling really rough. She's really upset about something. She's mad about something. And so she's sharing like what's on her mind. And I walk up to the tee and I just crush the best swing ever. I don't even know what golf terms yet, but amazing hit. And I just kept crushing it. And she was at the tee and she just cannot get her groove. And I said to her, I'm like, I'm not going to lie, I feel amazing. I said, I feel amazing right now. And she's like, I don't. And I just thought it was so interesting how that energy that we each had really was reflected in our golf game. And I said to her, I was like, wow, golf is a really great analogy for life because A, the energy in which you do something determines the outcome. And B, so much of golf is about letting go and being and not holding on too tight and just trusting and letting the club do the work and just being there to create with it. It is really just so many synchronicities with manifestation and creating our lives. But that's a whole other conversation. So that was really interesting, just really, again, reiterating like the energetics that I always talk about. And then I just started allowing myself to post intuitively. And then things were just coming out and I have this notepad of all these things that I want to say that I haven't even posted all of them, but I started to post them, receiving messages from the posts like this resonated so much, this resonated so much. And basically what all of this was telling me, the clarity that I was getting from all of this was really around my message and that I'm not just about passive income. It's not about that. It's about so much more. It's about the journey that we go on when we set out to do anything, whether it's become a mom, whether it's climb Mount Kilimanjaro, whether it's get a promotion or create a course or build a business. When you set these big goals, especially when you're stretching yourself, you open yourself up to so much opportunity for growth. Because unless you are willing to go on the journey and grow, things are going to feel a lot harder and things are not going to happen at the rate that you can have them happen at. I always say my clients and I, we get results that don't make sense. And what I mean by that is we are doing both the inner work and the outer work to align to our highest goals. And so those goals come to us a lot quicker than someone taking a more traditional path, a more masculine path of just grinding it out. There is so much available. And my message just became so clear. And one of the things that I've always been told is that I have this blocked throat chakra. And I'm really feeling like the layers are coming off, even through this podcast, of being able to speak my mind, share what's on my heart. And do that without this lens of what's the strategy? What am I selling? How am I going to make money doing that? I had to keep asking myself to stop thinking about that. Trust that it doesn't matter. A, that will become clear, and B, you're going to be taken care of. It's fine. You don't need to know how to monetize something right now, and that's okay. And it is also okay to look at my business now from this new lens of, okay, this is the shift that's happening. How does this impact my business? Because I'm not shutting my business down. I'm not burning it to the ground. Absolutely not. So that all happened. And a few days later, I'd had this book for months. It's an Akashic Records reading, which is basically like a psychic. She opens your Akashic Records and she has your angels, your spirit guides speaking to her. And so she can translate those messages to you. And I had this booked for a month and it just so happened that it was the very next week. And so safe to say it was the perfect timing because there was so much going through my mind and so much that was still landing. And it was insane, the synchronicities between the conversation I had with Archangel Michael through Jamie and this reading, this Akashic Records reading. She opened it up and she just said, okay, they have messages for you. And she just started talking. And I'm going to link her website in the show notes. But she started saying the same things. You're a public figure. You have publications. You are sharing your work with thousands. And she was really harping on this. Yeah, you're here to read. This is a very, what was the word she used? This is a very significant lifetime for you. It was unreal. I had tears in my eyes the whole time. And it was an hour reading and I'm trying to summarize it in a few minutes. But safe to say, it was very in sync with everything that I had been told the week before. And one of the things that I asked, because I know I've talked to you about this, is my decision to remove my kids from my social media. And she really reiterated to me that what happened in, or not reiterated, but she shared with me that my energy is very strong in that it is going to activate and attract a lot of people. And it's going to activate whatever inside of them. So if someone is off, it's going to be activated and they're going to come up and that energy is going to be activated. But it was simply because that person was just really activated by my energy. It was that he was actually attracted to my energy and came and acted very weird. But she's, your kids were not in any harm. and they won't be in any harm based on your being seen and your growth. And so that was really comforting and also gives me just that freedom to share a little bit about them. I don't think I'll ever go back to sharing them in the way that I used to. And that's mostly just because I feel like there's space for more. It's just taking, just with this shift, it's going to happen. But it was really nice to be able to be like, okay, I can still share my kids with my people. And so you might start to see them again. But one of the things that she also shared with me is that the way in which I help people share their messages with the world is the most important work that I can do. Because what is happening is by me helping you guys put your life's work into courses or programs or businesses that allow you to share your gifts, we are together raising the consciousness and doing better for the world. This was so huge for me to hear because it is the shift that I needed. Because the whole passive income and creating courses and making more, that wasn't resonating with me anymore. And that's why I hadn't been talking about the scale method when I know the women inside of it are getting results and they're doing amazing things. So it is my duty to be sharing it, but I really wasn't. And this is the shift that I really wanted and was waiting for of what is this really about? And what it is about sharing our purpose and really identifying what our purpose is and being able to tap into our intuition and to know what's right and where to go based on who we are and our greater purpose, not just what everyone online is saying and what we feel like we should be doing. And so the program is going to be shifting, and I am adding 6 weeks of this deep, more intuitive work at the beginning of the program to really set everyone up for success when they go into the program to know exactly what they want to create, who they are, and to work through the blocks that would stop them otherwise. Because without doing that, you're going to self-sabotage yourself. And I've seen it time and time again. And yes, currently we work through all of that on the calls, but that really intensive upfront aspect is going to transform the way that this course works and feels so much more aligned to me. So that has been so amazing. That is the summary, very quick summary of everything that transpired in May. But safe to say, there were a lot of shifts and a lot was landing, and I wasn't rushing it, and I was really allowing myself to integrate it and see how it all felt and what it all meant for my human. But I think the lesson here for everyone is that you can't rush your evolution. You can't rush your growth, and you absolutely cannot rush clarity. And the more that you try, the farther away you're going to get from it. And so give yourself space. If you are feeling a little bit stuck right now, get out of your head, give yourself space, tap into your intuition. And if you don't know how to do that, that's okay. Literally just breathe, slow down and breathe. It's the quickest way to just come home, connect to yourself. And the more you do that, the more open you will be to getting those hits of inspiration, getting that clarity. And when you do get it, trust it. Don't question it, because you're ask for it too. Literally out loud, say, universe, give me the clarity that I need for X, Y, and Z. And then allow it to happen. And take the aligned actions. Like I said, I was very intentional after both of these readings of, okay, give yourself the space, Sarah. Don't spend too much time on social. Don't talk about it with too many people. Go for your walks. Talk about it with the people that you know will get it and can help you process. You have to protect yourself as you're going through these really big up levels and shifts. And also, yeah, leverage those the different resources that you have, whether it's readings like I talked about today, or your coaches and having those conversations, whatever modalities you believe in, Reiki or pulling cards. These are all wonderful tools. If you're in the right headspace and intention and truly believe, it can work wonders in supporting you. Quantum leaps can really happen when you trust that you are co-creating with the universe, when you trust that things are happening for you and you don't try and resist the changes that are happening, even when they feel scary and unknown. Like, timelines don't matter when you are making these huge leaps. And I don't know what this is going to mean for me necessarily at this point that I'm sharing this, but I know I am just taking aligned action now from such a clearer and more exciting place, and things just feel so much easier. But it was a couple months of really not knowing what was going on and having trouble stopping from myself from judging myself around, okay, why aren't you sharing anything? Why aren't you selling? Blah, 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 all the things that we say to ourselves. So that is the message. Do not rush yourself. Allow yourself to be growing and expanding, and know that also 2 months is such a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things, or however long it's going to take. It's worth it for where it's leading you. And it's so important to be doing that inner work, to be going inwards, to be tapping into your own intuition as you're building your business and creating your strategies so that they do feel right. Thank you for listening to this update, this life update. I know for anyone who is not super spiritual or maybe not a believer in everything that I spoke about today, that's okay. Whatever you believe, you can take something from this episode. And I really hope that you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. And thank you, as always, for allowing me to share so openly. If you have any questions or you like this episode, please share, please download, leave a review. It would mean so much to me. I love you all, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It helps so much. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. To join the community and get daily expansive strategies and shifts for entrepreneurs, follow me on Instagram @TheSarahLambert and send me a DM if you're someone who wants to learn about how to work together on building your profitable and aligned business.